Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on News Talk 1620, and congrats and good luck to the College Station High School team.
Yep. Hope that turns out well for them. Well, let's talk first. A couple of things have happened since you and I spoke last, and that was Shinseki has stepped down as the head of the VA. So your thoughts there?
Well, I hate to see him resign, but he was under immense pressure to do so, and I wish him well as he moves forward. And we also have to thank him for his service to our country, particularly his military service. I'm hopeful that when we find a replacement, or when the president appoints a replacement, that he'll get somebody like Bob Gates, who went into the Defense Department and began to fire people that didn't perform well. That's the kind of a leader that we need, is somebody that will go in and grab the culture and shake it and turn it around. And in order to do that, you're going to have to take the poor performance and show them the door.
Now, to be clear, you're not saying that Bob Gates is a candidate for this. We just want to make sure
hear that. Okay. No, sir, I'm not. But I'm saying somebody like Bob Gates, who doesn't tolerate poor performance, when it comes to our nation's veterans.
You know, and just on top of that, because we've just gotten this morning, we had a GAO office report that shows 40 outpatient lease projects that are worth $2.5 billion suffered delays ranging from 6 months to 13 years, with an average delay in completing the project of 3.3 years. So above and beyond the poor job that they're doing as far as seeing patients in a timely manner, they can't even get their construction projects done.
They can't build anything. No, they've got a terrible track record when it comes to construction. And see, that's the problem. When you have a big bureaucratic organization with low accountability and an unworkable culture, you have things like this, and both our veterans and our taxpayers suffer because of this. And I think, as I've said before on your show, we need to look at a new model to provide better health care to our veterans. Does it need to be a centralized, single-payer, brick-and-mortar type operation, or does it need to be something that's skinny down where we have centers of excellence to take care of things where the VA is world-class, like crush injuries, burn, PTSD, TBI, things like that, and then allow everybody else to see their own providers in their own communities? That's the type of conversation that we're having over the next few weeks.
Well, I know Bernie Sanders over in the Senate has says he's going to formulate a plan, but it also includes throwing money at this thing. And I think that a whole bunch of Americans think that you have a real opportunity here to be able to move down the road quickly by reformulating what this organization is, by actually using some smart things to make it more efficient.
And that's what I'm talking about. And more money's not the answer. Let me say this. We have given the president everything he's asked for, both the last two presidents, going all the way back to 2001, and the VA budget has almost doubled. But let me give you an example of how they're not using it correctly. Back in fiscal 2010 and fiscal 2011, the VA had overestimated how much they were going to spend on health care, and they reprogrammed about $5 billion out of their health care accounts and moved them to other areas without the consent of Congress, without even informing Congress. And we don't know where they went, but they sure didn't go to veterans health care. So they've got plenty of money. It's just, how are they using it? And it's obvious that we've got some cleanup to do.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning, and then obviously the Bo Bergdahl situation. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
Well, I don't have a complete fact pattern yet, but as the picture emerges, it looks pretty pretty unfortunate in terms of exchanging five terrorists for this guy's release. Now, I don't know if this guy was a deserter or not, but apparently we did lose a number of our military folks trying to recover him over the last few years. And then this prisoner swap was clearly not in compliance with the law. The president violated the law again, and as you and I have talked about in this show, he considers the Constitution to be irrelevant and the law to be irrelevant and Congress to be an inconvenience. So that's where I focused my study so far is, you know, how did he find a way to, I mean, why did he break the law so blatantly? And then over time, we'll have more details emerge about who this Bergdahl guy is and is he a deserter or not.
Monday, the president talked about some EPA standards. Your predecessor, Chet Edwards, used to call Texas the Saudi Arabia of coal. We do have a lot of coal here. How do you believe those guidelines are going to impact what we do here in Texas with coal?
Well, the Saudi Arabia of coal and oil and natural gas. And the guidelines, the way they're set, let me say this, don't comply with the law. The president doesn't have the authority to do this on his own without Congress. And secondly, I think they're going to be economically devastating to Texas. Look, I think one of the things we've got to pay attention to is if you look at where Texas emissions are today versus where they were back in the mid-70s, the state has cleaned up its emission streams from industry by orders of magnitude. And the president's trying to go up to that last few percent to become perfectly clean, which I'd say is pretty tough to do. I mean, it's almost impossible to do. And secondly, it's very, very expensive. And so, and it comes at great economic peril to those that can afford it the least, particularly the working poor and the lower income middle class families are going to have a huge regressive tax as their energy costs go up because of these unsound principles that the president's trying to put into place.
Okay, so take off your Congress hat now and put on your energy executive hat, and tell me, does this then open the door for some alternative energy opportunities in Texas and around the country?
Well, as the price of conventional sources of energy go up, then alternative sources become more economically attractive. And I think that's one of the things that underlies the president's proposed policy is to raise the cost of conventional energy so high that the less efficient alternative forms become more attractive.
Well, you say less efficient, but nuclear is pretty efficient. I know people don't like it for some reasons, but does it happen that?
Yeah, but nuclear is not an alternative. Nuclear is a mainstream energy source. Look, if I were the, you know, we don't have this in our Constitution, but if I were the czar of energy policy in this country, I would say that nuclear fuel is the ultimate green fuel, and B, that we ought to try to put forth a plan to have 80% of our baseload electricity generated by nuclear between now and, let's say, 50 years from now, and so that we're building nuclear power plants as these coal plants reach the ends of their respective lives. And that way you can go green, if you will, without totally disrupting the economy and relying on technologically proven and economically proven power sources. And that would be a lot better proposal, in my view, than trying to this headlong rush toward a land that we don't know actually exists.
Absolutely. Well, on another subject, the 70th anniversary of D-Day is coming up. I understand you're going to be taking part in that.
That's correct. I'm part of the official delegation from Congress that's going over there to commemorate our veterans in this momentous event.
Well, looking forward to that. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time this morning and safe travels.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott, and I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, our veterans, and our first responders.
All right, thanks.